Chapter 2 Chimera. How the hell did I get here? I sighed as I eyed the chiffon dress still hanging in the dress bag behind my door. I had long since finished my bath, but I couldn't bring myself to move from the bed. It wasn't cold in the room at all, but the air tingled my damp skin as I sat naked on the bed. Even though the joyous sounds from the party happening right downstairs wafted up to greet me, still I didn't budge. Exhaustion, stubbornness, or hell, maybe both, had me narrowing my eyes at the nauseatingly gorgeous garment that probably cost somewhere in the few thousand range. Just another one to go with 100 others stuffed in my oversized closet. I couldn't bring myself to look around the spacious bedroom that was the size of a medium apartment. Couldn't bring myself to lay eyes on what I had sold my soul for. Outside my window, a majestic view of the Dallas, Texas skyline stretched out in the distance. In another time and place, I would have felt compelled to explore the cultural sights and sounds of being in the city for the first time. Instead, I'd been trapped in this place for the past 3 months. And for what? A lavish mansion and expensive trinkets? My eye had been on the trophy, and here I had become the damn trophy, glass case and all. A few years ago, I had done something stupid. My very rich and very married boyfriend, Leo, had asked me to be a part of his polyamorous relationship, being involved with his two other love partners, or wives, as he said, in exchange for a happily ever after. It would be temporary as far as I was concerned. Get in, funnel away his money, and get out. Little did I know just how drastically my life would change after I said, I do. One of the adjoining bedrooms had been converted to my closet. Open-faced shelves displayed more than 100 pair of designer shoes and matching purses. A luxe love seat sat in the middle of the room, nearly buried under a mass of shopping bags and shoe boxes from Leo's last apology. I crossed to it now, fingering the rows of pastel blouses and tailored slacks, some still hanging in plastic protectors from the dry cleaners. I almost miss being able to just snatch some wrinkled jeans and a faded sweatshirt from the wire hangers. Even though I didn't go any damn where, Leo didn't like me stepping out of my room in anything less than heels and makeup. His father's prosperous status had made him the unofficial king of his country, which had made Leo the recognized prince. So I had to uphold the delicate image of his trophy princess, and at first, I had eaten it up to the fullest. Now it was just downright annoying. A firm knock on the door brought my attention back to the task at hand. I didn't bother answering because it wasn't like it was a request to open the door. It was Kareem telling me to hurry my ass up. The man was introduced as my bodyguard, which was complete bullshit. It was more than obvious Leo had hired him to watch me, make sure I kept up the visage as the dutiful and loving wife, not the hostage I really was. It seemed futile to me because it wasn't like I had any clue where I was. Leo had flown me from Atlanta to Dallas and had taken my phone and every phone in the house. With the exception of the backyard, I hadn't been outside, let alone been able to leave the property. I was miserable, but the tears were long gone. In its place, I just felt hollow, an empty shell of the Chimera I used to be.
Saida,
Kareem called, the command laced in his gruff tone. I'm coming, damn! I snapped and rose to my feet. No, not Chimera anymore. She had died according to the doctored police report. No, now it was Saida, because it meant, what did Leo say? The fortunate one. Not quite fitting, since I was anything but fortunate. And apparently, Saida needed to get her ass down to that party before Leo...